one of the things that we worry about a lot in this nation is our weight, our overall health.
Tell me about it.
We like to talk about health. A new study. Researchers from Down Under published this study last week. It got worldwide news. We want to take a local expert focus on it. It says that diet is more important than exercise when you lose weight. Our expert on all these things is nutritionist and researcher at Pennington Biomedical Research Center, Dr. Amanda Stajano. And Dr. Stajano, have you read this research? What do you think?
I have read this research, and it's really not a new argument. This has been going on for years now. There is this kind of diet versus exercise in the literature, but I'm here to tell you that they're both very important. You know, I think where people get hung up is I could go to the gym, burn, say, 200 calories doing exercise for about an hour, and then go eat a granola bar or a cookie and put those calories right back in.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's where the researchers are pointing to, that, you know, when someone's looking to lose weight, it often is easier at the beginning to cut back on the calories they're eating, because it would take a lot longer to burn those calories off. But it's very important to get some physical activity while you're cutting back.
But in essence, couldn't it be made the case that the cure for obesity is starvation, in a sense?
You know, it'd be easy to make that case, I suppose. You know, bring yourself down to a really low amount of calories that you're eating.
Because you just told me to put the cookie down.
But here's what the problem with that is. It's not sustainable. So maybe you could do that for a few days, and we see this in our science studies. People might be able to do that for a little while, but they can't keep doing that because your body will tell you, I need more calories. So the exercise, though, that's what really helps to maintain the weight loss over time.
The British Sport Journal, which reprinted a lot of this research, also talked about how bad we are as a society of what they call indulgence foods, high in fat, high in salt, high in calories, high in sugar, high in carbs. Now, there has been some thinking a little bit about the fats that has changed over the last couple of years. You know, we used to always say you want to kind of limit and stay away from your eggs. You want to limit and stay away from your butter, the classic fats. There's been a little change in that thinking, hasn't there?
There has been. You know, a lot of people now think that sugar is one of kind of the worst ingredients in our diet. I think when it comes down to it, if people can find foods that they enjoy eating that are healthy, that are going to keep them feeling full over time, then choose the diet that works for you. And when we talk about diet, we're not talking about just 1 or 2 months of changing your eating. This is really a lifestyle change, and same goes for exercise.
Well, again, from the expert, diet is probably more important than exercise overall for maintaining your weight, for losing weight, and for maintaining good health.
I would say diet is important for initial weight loss, but people really need to think about how to get more physical activity in their day as well.
Dr. Amanda Stajano, Pennington Biomedical Research Center, we appreciate your weighing in on what, for most of us, for the consumers, was kind of cutting edge research, a revelation, as it were. Appreciate your being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You said weighing in.
Weighing in, I did. I didn't mean to say it quite that way.